So that just be tabled.
That probably doesn't come to court.
That's what Linda was saying, I didn't know if it got resolved or not.
Good morning, everybody. This is the regular Commissioners Court meeting of the Upshur County Commissioners Court for Friday, February 26, 2021 at 10 a.m. Everybody's here, so we're going to declare a quorum is present. We're going to start with an invocation and the pledges. We're going to ask Mr. Gene Dolly to lead us in a prayer, for which we should stay seated for the prayer. And then after that, we'll ask Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges, Mr. Dolly.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day and all the things you've done for us and the blessings you bestowed upon us. We pray, dear Lord, that you be with us during this meeting. Lead us, guide us, and help us, dear Lord, to do the things that are right for the people of this great county. We pray, dear Lord, that you bless the United States of America and our country and the people that's there. Help us to work together, go forward, and do your will. We ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you both for that. I see I don't have Mr. Mark Nichols here, my emergency management coordinator. So I'll tell you just briefly what little I know. Governor Abbott says they're weighing on whether or not to go ahead and lift some of the more business restrictions due to COVID. He says they're thinking on when to tell everybody you don't need to wear a mask anymore. Also, I've been told we've had some infrastructure damage around the county, and so I've been asked by emergency management to declare another local disaster due to the winter storm, and I've been asked to do that so county local government can request to be reimbursed for damages that incurred due to the freeze. But I don't know the specifics of that. Gregg County judge already signed his, and they said widespread and severe damage to property and loss of life. I'm not comfortable declaring we've had any loss of life. We may have. And so I was going to talk to Mr. Mark Nichols about that, and I'll catch up with him later. So I'm not going to sign this, but I just want to let you guys know it's coming, because I've heard a rumor that there's been some water systems severely damaged that broke because of the freeze. And Jay Dean had called me the night of the blizzard and said, keep up with stuff that happens, because you might get some state reimbursement for it. So this doesn't mean if we do this, anything's really going to change. It's just going to make us eligible, you know, if we got it due. But I don't want to put our people in the county in a position of saying, hey, y'all could have got reimbursed for that, yeah, but y'all's county court didn't declare an emergency. And so they told me it's not too late to do it either, you know. So anyway, that's my microcosm report on what's going on relative to local disasters, dogs and cats living together and all that kind of stuff. All right, number two. Consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording the following: auditor's reports, treasury reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, copy of a check and explanation of funds from TransOil Marketing LLC for the Upshur County School land, racial profiling reports for Constable Precinct 1, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. And before I take a motion, Philip, I want to tell you the racial profiling report, the ones that we have on constables, to my knowledge, say they don't have to keep up with that because their primary function isn't traffic enforcement. So it's, I don't want the public to think anybody's done anything wrong. You either have to have an exemption for filing those or filing. And so the constables have been turning theirs in. Then we've had a little bit of a rolling start with our constables because we had two new elected constables this time. So we're all in good shape on that.
In other words, it didn't show any problems.
No, but I mean, they don't even have to file a report because they're exempt from having to do it. Yes?
We have to file a report, but the report says that we're exempt. But if we don't file that report saying we're exempt, then we're in trouble with each other.
Right. Yeah, they do have to file.
Make a motion to approve state items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you, Ms. Vic. Number three, discuss and take action to accept for recording the amended plat for Woodbriar subdivision located on Flamingo Road. Mr. Dolly, is that something you need to speak to?
Yes, sir. This here is an amendment to the subdivision that they're developing out there on off of Flamingo Road. They have had to resize three of the lots there. So they have to resubmit a new plat, and they have complied with all of the county's requirements. And I recommend that we accept that.
Second.
Recommendation, which I'll take as a motion and a second, yes, is that we accept for recording the amended plat for Woodbriar subdivision out on Flamingo Road. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Okay, all you folks stay here after the meeting to be sure we all sign that plat before we get away from the table. Motion passes 5-0. Number four, discuss and take action to purchase a new fuel system to be placed at Road and Bridge. We had tabled this item from the last meeting. Go ahead.
In doing research and talking to other counties, this is the top fuel system the other ones use. The only problem was we didn't budget for the system, but in talking to Mr. Jordan, if it's okay with Connie, he's going to front the money, the $14,000, I believe it is.
$14,500
to pay for the fuel system. And then auction. When we had the auction for his vehicles,
And the sheriff's
vehicles that are out there, then that will try to reimburse for that system. Can we do that?
That would work as well. The $14,000, Andy, though, the invoice that was forwarded to me is more than that. So I'm a little confused. The invoice that was forwarded to me was a little bit more than $14,000. So I'm a little confused. Is the total cost of the system just $14,000?
The labor, what do you have?
I have the B&J equipment.
No, ma'am, that's the wrong
company. Okay.
The company is...
Sun, wasn't it? What?
No, that's who's...
No.
It was iFuel, wasn't it?
Fuel Force?
Yeah, Fuel Force.
I think it's Fuel Force is the company. Linda is the one that
found that. Okay.
But I'll make sure that comes to you. Okay. I thought it already had.
Okay.
And then once auction the vehicle's off, is reimburse that. That way he can go ahead and purchase it, and then we can, how fast do you think we call for auction? I know the sheriff had de-striped his vehicles already, so I think your vehicles are ready to auction.
At the next court, I plan on bringing y'all a surplus list. I was not able to get it in this time, but I plan on getting a surplus list and asking y'all's permission to go ahead and start with the auction.
Okay.
So I would like to be ready to roll in 2 weeks if at all possible.
So we foresee this being reimbursed within 60 days then probably?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What's the name of the company?
Fuel Force.
Okay.
Where they got it, Andy?
I honestly couldn't answer that.
Does that need to be a motion?
Yeah, it will, just a minute.
It's about 14.5.
Okay.
So, Ms. Connie, you know which.
My computer was acting goofy this morning and I couldn't get it to print out.
So, Ms. Connie, you know which line I'm gonna pull it out of? Okay.
All right, so I guess my motion is to, for Andy Jordan to pay out of his budget for the fuel force, fuel system. Pending also the auction of the vehicles to reimburse within 60 days.
Yep, second.
Motion and a second that we authorize Road and Bridge, i.e. Mr. Andy Jordan, to purchase a new fuel system from Fuel Force out of existing funds available to him in Road and Bridge. And that on the back end of that, and it may take another motion in order at another meeting, but I think the consensus is to reimburse that line item for the cost once we sell surplus vehicles within 60 days. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. And I want to state, y'all had convinced me that this is what we needed to do at the last meeting. Okay, we thrashed on this and really took it apart by the nuts and bolts at the last meeting, and then we tabled it, figuring we would take official action at this meeting. So, and Mr. Williams, if you need some more information about that, I'll get it for you, like who the contract's with or whatever.
Okay, yeah, I know the city that this outfit's located in. Now, did I understand that the only part of the motion that passed is to go ahead and buy it, and you will have to come back and act on the part about reimbursing it by having an auction within 60 days? In other words, you're going to have to put that on another agenda, but on that part of it, right?
Yes. Okay. And we've already been discussing the auction for what, the past, I think, 6 months, a year. So yeah. This is already, the auction's already been in motion. To auction off.
He's authorized to go ahead and buy this system.
Right.
And we're just telling the public we're going to reimburse that line from the sale of surplus vehicles that'll probably happen in the next 60 days. Because we got to get off this paper system and, right. You know, I got so much gas. This is going to save the county money because it's going to tell us exactly who's using the fuel, where the fuel's going to, and how much. And so.
But in other words, the part about the 60 days and the auction and all that, that will have to be acted on in another meeting. All you just now proved is to go ahead and buy the system. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
And I think they've approved reimbursing the line item in 60 days with the surplus sale of vehicles.
Yes.
Are you happy with the way that was said, Mr. Jordan?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to clarify the reason that we waited so long to have the auction. Is because one, getting the equipment cleaned out and stripped, but two, I was waiting on my tractors to get here, which we purchased in previous court, and I wanted to make sure that I had those good tractors before I got rid of my old junk.
And the dump trucks, right?
And the dump trucks, yes, sir.
And Mr. Williams, looking at their deal online, their contact us page says Princeton, New Jersey.
Princeton, New Jersey.
Number 5, discuss and take action to approve spring dump days to be held on April 17, 2021. Thanks to my being kind of a ding-dong sometimes, I'm getting on up the hill. I think this is our third attempt to tell everybody that spring dump days is April 17, 2021. Now, is that the day?
I think we got it right this time. Okay. Three times is a charm.
Mr.
I
think you're feeling better. I think it's just a second, because when it was originally scheduled, the 10th looked like the right date. I think it was just last time.
Yeah, just one time messed up.
Okay, I'll take a motion.
I'll make that motion that we approve spring dump days to be held April 17, 2021.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the spring dump days to be held on April 17, 2021. Any further discussion?
That's because Sanitation Solutions could not show up originally.
That's correct.
The 10th, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number six, discuss and take action to modify the amount of cash register, cash on hand at JP One, which is our busiest JP office. Do we need to take action on that?
No action needed.
Okay.
Thanks to Ms. Williams and JP One, they've got that all worked out.
All right, then. That was Mr. Dolly's item, and he says it's been solved with no action. Next, number seven.
I move to adjourn.
I second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thank y'all for coming. Okay, let's be sure we're excited.